Imagine trying to build like a 100-story skyscraper without using a single ruler or a level or, you know, a measuring tape.
Sounds completely impossible.
Right. And you aren't allowed to make adjustments on the fly either. Mm. You can't use any human-made tools to just force the steel beams to align.
Yeah, you'd basically have to build the entire thing using nothing but pure abstract geometry.
Exactly. And now imagine that this perfectly rigid, unyielding skyscraper actually accurately predicts the behavior of the most unstable, explosive matter in the entire universe.
Oh, it's wild to even think about.
It is. But that is the sheer audacity of what is happening in theoretical physics right now. So welcome to today's deep dive. We've got a fascinating one for you.
We really do, because, you know, we are so used to the idea of mathematical duct tape.
Oh, for sure.
When a theoretical physicist designs this beautifully complex model to predict how an atom holds together, and the numbers don't perfectly match the telescope or the particle accelerator, they just, well, they step in and tweak a constant.
Right. They add a little mathematical friction to force the curve to match what they're actually observing.
Exactly. A fitted parameter. You literally just slide the scale until it looks right.
Which brings us to the mission for this deep dive. Today, we are exploring how a single, elegant mathematical equation is predicting the mass of the universe's rarest atomic nuclei entirely without fudging the numbers.
No sliding scales at all.
None. We're looking at an approach called a zero-parameter formula, meaning every single number in this equation is derived from pure math or, you know, fundamental constants of nature.
And our grounding source for this is a theoretical physics paper published on April 7th, 2026 by Eric McLean. It's titled Exotic Masses Predicted.
Yeah, and we should establish the stakes here.
Definitely. To truly grasp what's on the line, we aren't talking about the stable atoms that make up your coffee cup or your desk.
No, not at all.
We are mapping the fundamental building blocks of matter that typically only exist in the hearts of exploding stars, or like atoms that survive for a fraction of a millisecond inside a high-energy particle accelerator.
Which is an incredibly chaotic environment to try and predict using rigid geometry.
It really is.
So, to understand the new predictions McLean is making in this 2026 paper, we first need to look at the baseline formula he built previously and the massive wall it hit.
Right, so the original formula was actually highly successful. It predicted the total mass of 31 stable nuclides, spanning from lightweight hydrogen all the way up to heavy uranium.
And it was super accurate, right?
Extremely. It managed to calculate those masses with a microscopic root mean square error, or RMS error, of just 0.11%.
That is just wild. And the way it achieved that 0.11% accuracy is straight out of science fiction.
Yeah, it really is.
It basically mapped the structure of an atomic nucleus to a four-dimensional geometric shape.
Mm.
Specifically, it used the 120 vertex adjacency matrix of a shape known as the 600 cell.
Right, because in our standard three dimensions, we have regular geometric shapes, right? Like a cube or a dodecahedron. Mm. But if you move into four spatial dimensions, math allows for a shape called the 600 cell. It's constructed from 600 interconnected tetrahedrons that meet at exactly 120 points, or vertices.
So the formula essentially overlays the protons and neutrons of a given nucleus onto the mathematical connections between those 120 geometric points.
Exactly. And the anchor for this entire 4D structure, like the one number connecting the pure math to our physical universe, is completely derived from nature.
And it's such a specific number, too.
It is. It's simply the mass of a neutral pion. The neutral pion is the actual physical subatomic particle that protons and neutrons, they basically toss it back and forth to bind themselves together.
Right. And it has a mass of 134.977 mega electron volts.
Correct. So the formula just takes that natural mass and divides it by 12, because each of the 120 vertices in the 600 cell connects to exactly 12 neighboring points.
There are absolutely zero human-made coefficients.
None. That purity is astonishing, but, and this is a big but, it came with a severe limitation.
There's always a catch.
Always. The original formula only functioned accurately near the valley of stability.
Right. The valley of stability.
Yeah. In physics, it's this conceptual safe zone where an atom's protons and neutrons are relatively balanced. Those 31 stable test cases, they lived right in that safe zone.
But McLean's 2026 paper tackles exotic isotopes, which are highly neutron-rich nuclei sitting far, far outside that valley.
And when the 4D formula was pointed at those exotic isotopes, the errors didn't just drift, they grew exponentially.
Okay, let's unpack this for you listening. Picture a stable atomic nucleus in your mind as a perfectly balanced seesaw.
That's a great way to visualize it.
You have an equal number of protons sitting on one side and neutrons sitting on the other. It's balanced, it's stable, it doesn't require much energy to just, you know, maintain itself.
Right.
But now, picture an exotic nucleus, like TIN 134. That is a seesaw loaded with 84 heavyweights on one side, the neutrons, and only 50 on the other side, the protons.
It's completely lopsided.
Exactly. Holding that wildly unbalanced seesaw together, keeping it from just snapping in half, requires a massive amount of internal energy. The nucleus pays a huge asymmetry cost.
And MacLane's original mathematical blueprint completely lacked a term to capture the energy cost of that proton-neutron imbalance. It was just blind to the asymmetry.
Wait, hold on, though. If this formula is supposed to be perfectly mathematically pure with zero fitted constants, how can he possibly add a massive penalty for this unbalanced seesaw without ruining the purity?
That's the million-dollar question.
Right, because you can't just slap a random human-made correction number onto the end of the equation to balance the ledger. That defeats the entire premise of a zero-parameter model.
And that tension right there is the core of the breakthrough in this paper. To maintain that strict geometric purity, MacLane couldn't just invent a new variable from thin air.
He had to play by the rules he set.
Exactly. He had to scour the original formula to see if the asymmetry penalty was somehow already hiding in plain sight. Now, the baseline shape of an asymmetry penalty is actually well established in physics. It scales as the number of neutrons minus the number of protons, squared, divided by the total number of particles.
Right, so mathematically that's n minus z squared over A.
Precisely. That fractional structure is totally standard. The seemingly impossible challenge was finding the correct coefficient to multiply it by.
Like, what is the exact physical multiplier that scales this seesaw penalty for every atom in the universe without relying on human estimation?
Exactly. And MacLane found the answer by looking at a self-consistent binding equation that was already operating inside his 4D model.
And the equation itself is deceptively simple, right? It's just B squared plus B equals the sum of lambda plus over A.
Yeah. And in that equation, B represents the self-consistent binding coefficient. It basically dictates how tightly the overall structure is held together.
Okay.
So MacLane realized that by taking that existing mathematical phrase B squared plus B and simply factoring it, he got B times 1 plus B. And that 1 plus B term naturally emerged as the absolute perfect pure multiplier for the asymmetry penalty.
That is incredible. It's like realizing that the exact same architectural struts keeping a bridge from collapsing downward under its own weight are mathematically identical to the struts keeping it from swaying side to side in a hurricane.
That's exactly it.
You don't need to invent new struts. You just have to account for their dual structural strength. The formula basically reads its own foundational axiom twice.
It uses the equation once for the dynamic binding correction and a second time to extract the asymmetry term. What's fascinating here is the mechanical link, because the physics of why factoring that equation works is just beautiful.
Okay, lay it on us.
Physically, that ratio of 1 plus b quantifies what physicists call spectral stiffness. So think of a nucleus not just as a bag of marbles, but as a vibrating lattice.
Right, like a web of connections.
Exactly. A stiffer spectrum means the energy states within that lattice are rigidly locked into place. If you have a highly stiff system and you try to violently unbalance the seesaw by shoving in extra neutrons,
the system fights back?
With extreme force. The system resists that displacement. Therefore, a stiffer structure mathematically generates a much higher asymmetry penalty.
The paper actually highlights a massive contrast between this naturally derived stiffness number and the industry standard, doesn't it?
It really does. MacLane's derived coefficient shifts a bit depending on the atom, but it ranges between 15.4 and 19.7 mega electron volts.
Okay.
But for decades, the standard human fitted value, often pulled from something called the Bethe-Weiseker formula, which treats the nucleus like a liquid drop, has been locked much higher at 23.2 MeV.
So MacLane's pure geometric number is systematically lower than the standard textbook value.
It is. And the paper argues that the lower number is actually the true baseline. The traditional 23.2 MeV number is functionally a mathematical garbage disposal.
Garbage disposal.
Yeah. Because the liquid drop model is an approximation, physicists traditionally use that 23.2 MeV fitted value to just absorb all sorts of chaotic quantum effects, like shell clustering and pairing interactions.
Just to make the final answers match their observation?
Exactly. Sweep it under the rug. But McLane's derived value of 15.4 to 19.7 isn't sweeping quantum clutter under the rug. It measures only the raw bulk asymmetry cost of the 4D geometry.
And simply by reading the original equation twice to find that pure stiffness multiplier, the overall RMS error of his entire model plummeted from 0.137% down to an astonishing 0.064%.
It's amazing.
The error was literally cut in half, all without introducing a single piece of mathematical duct tape.
But finding an elegant equation is really just a great first step. Theoretical physics demands a stress test.
Oh, absolutely.
You have to prove the formula doesn't break when it's pushed to the absolute extremes of physical reality. And McLane sets up his ultimate proving ground by testing the formula across an incredible spectrum within a single element.
The 10 isotopic chain.
Yeah.
Here's where it gets really interesting, folks. 10 has an atomic number, or Z, of 50, meaning every variation of 10 always has exactly 50 protons. But the chain of isotopes tested in this paper drives through every nuclear regime imaginable.
Right. The paper starts the test at 10^100. This is a highly unstable, proton-rich nucleus. It is what physicists call doubly magic.
Doubly magic. I love that term.
It sounds so mystical, right? But just like electrons orbit a nucleus in designated shells, protons and neutrons also arrange themselves in quantum shells.
Mm-hmm.
When a shell is perfectly full, it creates a magic number that makes the structure uniquely rigid. It's similar to how a noble gas behaves chemically. 10^100 has exactly 50 protons and 50 neutrons, two full shells.
So from that super rigid, volatile starting point, the formula calculates its way right through the middle of the chain, correctly predicting 10^120, which is the most abundant stable isotope found in nature.
Right. Everyday 10.
Everyday 10. And then it pushes all the way out to the extreme edge, hitting 10^134.
And 10^134 is a complete monster. It is an incredibly exotic, neutron-rich isotope sitting past what is known as the N equals 82 shell closure.
It's massive.
We are talking about an atom overflowing with 84 neutrons against its 50 protons.
It's the ultimate unbalanced seesaw. And across that incredibly diverse, volatile chain of 10 isotopes, the total RMS error for McLane's formula was a microscopic 0.071%.
The 4D geometry just held the structure together perfectly.
But this is where the physical reality of the math hits what seems like an insurmountable brick wall.
Yeah, this is the part that hurts your brain a little bit.
Because we established earlier that this entire formula is anchored to the 600 cell, which is a four-dimensional geometric shape possessing exactly 120 vertices.
Yes.
If your geometric map only has 120 points to hold subatomic particles, how on earth do you calculate the mass of uranium-238?
You can't.
Exactly. Uranium has 238 particles. You cannot physically cram 238 passengers into a 120-seat airplane. The math should just break.
It totally seems impossible until you step into the higher-dimensional mathematics that McLane employs.
Oh.
He introduces what he calls the 2600 cells extension.
Okay.
When the atomic weight, the total number of particles, crosses 120, the formula doesn't just jam more particles into the full shape. It mathematically maps to two independent copies of the 600 cell.
A second airplane.
A second airplane.
But wait, if I have a single physical atom of uranium sitting in a reactor core somewhere, and your math is putting its protons and neutrons into two separate geometric airplanes, how is the atom not physically ripping apart?
It's a great question. And it's because we have to separate physical 3D space from mathematical phase space.
Ah, phase space?
Yes. This extension is based on a really advanced concept called the H4 cross H4 decomposition of E8.
Okay, that's a mouthful.
I know. E8 is an incredibly complex, eight-dimensional mathematical lattice. It basically deals with the most efficient way to pack spheres together.
Superabing, right? Like stacking oranges at the grocery store, but in eight dimensions.
Yes,
exactly. Best grocery store ever. And the math dictates that an eight-dimensional E8 lattice can be perfectly decomposed or split into two non-interacting four-dimensional 600 cells.
Oh, wow.
So when applied to the uranium nucleus, the math isn't physically cleaving the atom in half in our 3D reality. It's saying that the quantum states of the protons and neutrons are organizing themselves into two overlapping, uncoupled geometric frequencies within the exact same physical space.
Kind of like two distinct radio stations broadcasting perfectly inside the same room without interfering with each other.
Yes, that is the perfect analogy. The formula fills the quantum states of the first 600 cell up to 120 and then just smoothly starts filling the phase space of the second 600 cell.
It sounds like an intricate mathematical trick,
right?
But the sheer predictive power proves it isn't just a sleight of hand.
It really does.
The paper reveals that without this E8 decomposition trick, The error for mapping uranium-238 was an unacceptable positive 31%. Basically, it was failing.
Big time.
But the moment the math calculates the mass, using the dual non-interacting 600 cells, the error plummets to negative 0.025%.
Treating the heavy elements as overlapping geometric structures just yields near-perfect accuracy. But, you know, up to this point, we have only been discussing known entities.
Right, stuff we already measured.
Exactly. Explaining known data, even extreme data like uranium, is basically just building a clever map. True scientific advancement requires predicting the unmapped territory.
And this is where MacLean pivots the entire 2026 paper from looking backward to looking forward. He takes this fully validated zero-parameter geometric formula and uses it to predict the precise masses of 30 exotic isotopes that have not yet been successfully measured by humanity.
He is openly calculating the masses of highly unstable targets that are currently being hunted in the most advanced particle accelerators on the planet.
Right now.
Right now. The paper lays out specific mass predictions for 8 isotopes literally just discovered at the Riken Accelerator in Japan, including incredibly rare structures like chromium-72 and manganese-74.
He provides targets for the massive FAIR and FRIVE accelerator facilities. He even throws down predictions for the masses of super-heavy, synthesized elements, like dubnium-255.
And the most vital detail here is the timestamp.
Yes.
These predictions are published before the physical measurements have been finalized in the lab. If we connect this to the bigger picture, when those accelerator teams finally manage to isolate these exotic isotopes for the tiny fraction of a second required to actually weigh them, the entire physics community will know definitively whether MacLean's geometry is the true underpinning of the strong nuclear force.
And MacLean doesn't leave any room for ambiguity here. Section 10 of the paper is arguably the most audacious piece of theoretical physics writing I've ever seen.
Oh, absolutely.
He actually publishes 5 highly specific kill conditions. He literally hands the scientific community the exact criteria required to execute his own theory.
Which is so rare in an era where theoretical physics often leans into models that are so mathematically dense they become unfalsifiable.
Right, like string theory stuff.
Exactly. Where a failed prediction just means you need to tweak a hidden string dimension or adjust a parameter, MacLean completely removes the safety net. He is embracing strict falsifiability.
He puts his neck squarely on the chopping block. Kill condition 1 openly states that if the RMS error across those unmeasured Riken isotopes comes back exceeding 0.2%, his formula fundamentally fails.
Mine's not messing around.
Not at all. Kill condition 3 dictates that if the tin chain ever exceeds a 0.2% error upon further physical measurement, his primary geometry is just completely broken.
He draws a permanent line in the sand. If the particle accelerators return mass numbers outside his tiny 0.2% window, or if the mass ordering of an isotope chain doesn't physically match his mathematical sequence, the theory of 4D geometric mapping is dead.
Period.
Period. There is no mathematical duct tape allowed to save it.
It is exhilarating to witness that level of scientific confidence. But we do need to look at the gaps. MacLean is intensely transparent about where this 4D geometric model currently falls short.
Yeah, he's not hiding anything.
Despite the incredible 0.064% accuracy, this paper doesn't present a finalized theory of everything.
No, and Section 9 of the paper explicitly details the missing physical mechanisms. For instance, the pure geometry currently lacks shell corrections.
We talked earlier about magic numbers, right? How certain quantities of protons and neutrons create uniquely rigid, full shells.
Exactly. The 600-cell geometry shows spectral gaps that sort of hint at these magic numbers, but the formula doesn't fully capture their energetic effects quite yet.
The model also lacks a pairing term, meaning it doesn't mathematically account for the established physical reality that heavy nuclei with an even number of protons and neutrons are noticeably more stable, I think about 1 to 2 MeV more stable, than those of odd numbers.
Correct. And it also struggles with very light atoms. Below an atomic weight of 12, the formula becomes statistically noisy.
Oh, interesting.
In fact, helium-4, which only has 4 particles, shows the largest single error in the entire validation set at negative 0.118%.
Which makes physical sense when you look at the mechanism, right? Because the formula uses something called Monte Carlo subgraph sampling to calculate the geometric connections.
Exactly. And Monte Carlo sampling relies entirely on probability and the law of large numbers.
Okay, so it needs a lot of data points.
Right. Imagine trying to predict the outcome of a national election by polling only 4 people.
The statistical noise is just deafening.
It is. Helium-4 simply doesn't have enough geometric connections for the probability model to smooth out.
So what does this all mean? Because this is where I feel like I have to push back on the entire preface of the paper.
Bring it on.
If this geometric formula completely ignores universally established physics, like the shell corrections of magic numbers or the odd-even pairing stability, doesn't that make it wildly incomplete? Like, why is the theoretical physics community paying attention to a model that leaves out major pieces of the puzzle?
This raises an important question, and you're right, but you have to invert the perspective. Yes, the formula is definitively incomplete, but that incompleteness is precisely what makes its 0.064% accuracy so staggering.
Wait, really?
Yes. The fact that a pure, stripped-down mathematical skeleton can get to within 0.064% of physical reality without needing the extra help of shell corrections or pairing terms, it suggests that the underlying 4D geometry isn't just a clever trick.
Oh, I see.
It strongly implies the 600 cell is capturing the raw fundamental essence of the strong nuclear force.
So it's basically hitting the bullseye without using the scope.
Exactly. Incorporating those shell and pairing corrections in the future isn't about fixing a broken theory. It provides a clear mathematical roadmap for taking an incredibly robust baseline and refining it toward absolute perfection.
Wow, okay, that completely reframes the limitations. The incompleteness is actually the ultimate proof of the core strength.
Right.
And that really brings us to the culmination of this dive. I mean, we started with the concept of a four-dimensional geometric shape, the 600 cell. We explored how a hidden mathematical symmetry inside a single binding equation acted like a dual-purpose architectural strut.
Perfectly capturing the severe asymmetry of unbalanced exotic atoms.
We saw how this pure mathematics mapped heavy elements onto overlapping quantum geometries, predicting the masses of the universe's most volatile isotopes without a single human-fitted fudge factor.
And the reason this matters to you, listening to this, is that it challenges our fundamental assumption of how the universe is built.
Yeah, absolutely.
We look at the violent chaos of a dying star or the extreme radiation of a nuclear reactor, and we just assume the underlying physics must be messy. We assume human approximation is strictly necessary to comprehend the chaos.
But MacLean's 2026 paper suggests the exact opposite.
It suggests that beneath the explosive chaos of reality, the strong nuclear force is governed by pure, rigid, unyielding mathematical geometry.
Which leaves you with one incredibly provocative thought to sit with today. If the exact mass of the physical building blocks of our reality, like the incredibly dense protons and neutrons holding you together right now, can be perfectly predicted by a four-dimensional geometric structure like the 600 cell.
It really makes you wonder.
What does that imply about the actual dimensionality of this strong nuclear force itself? Are we walking around in a 3D physical world that is secretly, fundamentally governed by 4D geometric rules?
It makes you look at the subatomic world completely differently.
It really does. Suddenly, the idea of using mathematical duct tape doesn't just seem imprecise, it seems like an insult to the beautiful hidden architecture of nature.